6.2 Issues in Working with Library Service Providers. 6.2.1 Pricing Models. In most cases, Canadian libraries are buying digital books from library service providers in the same way that they buy print editions. That is, they purchase a single user copy of a digital title. When someone checks that copy out, the title is not available for loan until the copy is returned to the library system. On checkout, the file is downloaded to the user's computer, complete with a code that automatically degrades the file at the end of the loan period, rendering it unusable and effectively returning the title to availability within the library collection. The 2008 CARL study we referred to earlier provides a broader overview of pricing options for digital collections. Ebook licensing models can be grouped into several broad categories, including print, database, and open access licensing arrangements. The print model treats the ebook as a print book, meaning only one user at a time may access the content of the ebook. Should the library wish to increase the availability of the work, they must purchase additional copies or subscriptions to the work. Examples of print model vendors include NetLibrary and Libwise. Print model vendors tend to employ restrictive digital rights management technology, which may limit printing, copying, pasting, and saving of the ebook content. In part because of its inability to accommodate the electronic environment, the print model has already begun to wane. Conversely, the database model employed by vendors such as eBrary, Safari, and Novel treats the content of ebooks as comparable to a database. Content is licensed from the vendor and a subscription is required to access the material. Many database model vendors allow simultaneous access to ebook content. Finally, the open access model allows ebook content to be accessed freely, though there may be some restrictions on use. Rice notes that many open access vendors, including Project Gutenberg and the National Academy Press, do not encrypt their ebooks with DRM technology. Footnote: Ebooks and Research Libraries, Issues of Access and Use, Canadian Association of Research Libraries, April 2008. End of footnote. Single-user pricing, aka print licensing, as in the CARL overview, is generally tied to the price of the print or disc equivalent, where digital editions are available at an equal or lower price. Broader licensing terms vary quite a bit, but are usually calculated based on per-user fee for some or all of the defined service population of the library. 6.2.2 Integrating Service Provider Collections. Primary Research reports that 81% of the libraries it surveyed for its 2008 Study of Library eBook Usage cataloged their eBook collections and listed them within their online library catalogs. Digital collections from library service providers appear within the library holdings in a couple of different ways. First, a selection of titles from OverDrive, for example, may simply be listed as an OverDrive collection within the library's online resources. Or the same collection could be branded in a different way, but still delivered by OverDrive or another library service provider. For example, OverDrive's province-wide license collection in British Columbia is branded as Library to Go, whereas the OverDrive service in Manitoba libraries is presented as eLibraries Manitoba. In each case, these services operate on the OverDrive platform using OverDrive's inventory, management tools, and user support services. 6.2.3 Canadian Content. A 2006 Polaris study of library purchase patterns in Ontario found that Canadian content is a priority for libraries in Canada. It was felt that, all things being equal, public libraries would select a Canadian-authored book first, particularly in subject areas such as law or accounting where Canadian content is more relevant. Footnote: Canadian Books Count, Polaris Inc., February 2006. End of footnote. However, one of the principal challenges in building digital collections from large library service providers is the limited availability of Canadian ebooks and audiobooks found in these aggregated inventories. We expect that this situation will improve, particularly with respect to ebooks, as Canadian publishers continue to expand their digitization efforts. Footnote: Given the economics of audiobook production, however, we cannot expect the same of commercial output of spoken word audio titles in Canada. End of footnote. In the meantime, aside from the Gibson Canadian Publishers collection, the aggregated collections of most library service providers contain a very modest proportion of Canadian-authored titles, and libraries have clearly signaled their interest in a greater selection of Canadian books. The Toronto Public Library, for example, initially opted not to sign on to the OverDrive system because of its lack of Canadian content, or even of international titles for which Canadian digital rights had been cleared. Footnote: Without Canadian digital rights clearance, titles may be listed on the system and available outside of Canada, but not available to Canadian libraries. End of footnote. As the provider was able to clear more digital rights for Canada, the TPL subsequently did launch the OverDrive platform in November 2007. However, TPL officials quoted in Quill Inquirer have noted, "We are always wanting to encourage vendors to add more Canadian content." Footnote: The Long Distance Library, Quill Inquirer, May 1st, 2008. End of footnote. As we have observed, there are a number of factors that affect the ability of Canadian publishers to create digital editions of their books and to access markets for digital content. As we will see below, there is a corresponding set of factors that influences the degree to which Canadian libraries can acquire and circulate digital books and Canadian books in particular.